I'm on my way to interview for a dispatching job in Salina, Kansas, and for the Kansas Highway Patrol, and I run out of gas.
Oh.
Yeah, and so I call my mom, and I'm like, what do I do? And she's like, well, call the Highway Patrol. And so troopers, two of them, come out and have to get me some gas.
Oh, man.
And it was like, and I'm like, I'm on my way to an interview. And they're like, oh, really? And I was like, yeah, for the Kansas State Highway Patrol. And they're like, no kidding. And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, well, good luck. And I'm like, oh, it was embarrassing.
I bet so. Did you get to the interview on time, though?
No, I'm still on my way there.
Oh, you're going right now.
Yeah, I don't even know where it is. So
interesting. What time's the interview at?
It was supposed to be at 8.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, so they're like, you want us to call in? And I'm like, well, yeah, I don't want them to think, you know, that I'm, you know, a screw off. And
well, no, you kind of are, aren't you? You didn't fill up your gas tank.
Well, I thought, okay, my gas gauge doesn't work.
Oh,
so
one of those
I
deals.
Thought I had gas, but
not
obviously
so
I didn't.
That sucks.
Yeah, and I work in Salina at Sears, and so, you know, it's like I am having to fill up for gas all the time.
Yeah.
So, and I always guess, oh, I think I'll have enough to make it.
Well, have you thought about getting a gallon just to keep in your trunk or something?
You know, that's a good idea, and I should do that from now on.
Mm-hmm.
Don't keep matches next to it, though.
It's just not doing you any good now. Yeah, I had a friend who kept a gallon of gas in the back of his car because he had the same problem with the meter or whatever, the gas gauge not working. Mm-hmm. And it just constantly reeked of gasoline. I mean, it just reeks.
Oh, yeah, that's what I want.
Yeah. Well, if you get a tank that you can plug up or whatever, you know, so that it's not all... I don't think you're supposed to do that either.
Yeah, well...
I think it's gas probably, pressure. Like, a flammable, bad idea thing.
Why do you always have to get so technical with us in the morning, Jerri-Ann? That's my question.
It's just how I am.
Well, thanks for calling in, and good luck to you, all right?
Okay, thanks.
Give us a call back eventually and let us know how it went.
Okay.
All right, take care.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
That sucks. Stooks in the morning, you're up. Go ahead.
Man, I had two weird-ass things happen to me this week.
What was that?
Well, I was walking through Walmart Tuesday, you know, evening time.
Yeah.
There's this old lady just falls down out of nowhere.
What?
She's and like, wipes out. I was a Boy Scout, so, you know, I went over to help her up.
Yeah, most non-Boy Scouts
like,
wouldn't do anything
about
that.
Are you okay? And she's like, man, I must have got hit by one of those fallen prices.
She said that?
You did not just say that to me, you wicked little old lady.
How old was she?
70s.
Nicely done by her. Good wit on the old woman.
Yeah. That was kind of dumb.
What? That's pretty clever for it.
It's clever, but it's...
Oh, my God. Jerri-Ann hating on old people.
You always hate on old people.
But yeah, but not when they're hilariously clever like that.
Yeah, I mean, I give her credit. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
But then, like, last night, went and met some friends at the mall to go get some shoes. And I see a little fight break out between some sort of Teenage Mutant Ninja cheerleaders.
Really?
Oh, it was wicked.
Did you join in?
Oh, hell no.
Oh.
He got some popcorn and a video camera and watched.
Right? I did have popcorn.